All right, what's going on, everyone? This is Chris Dixon, and I'm back with another episode and discussion here on the Tunnel Vision Podcast. Hope y'all are doing good and well today. This particular episode is somewhat of a follow-up to the previous episode that I just did on magic and mental health. I actually forgot to talk about the importance of taking spiritual baths / cleansing baths. These particular baths are essential in dealing with, you know, negativity, stress, depression, or any form of low vibrational emotion, so to speak. I didn't want to make another or remake the previous episode. I just told myself I'll just do a follow-up for the next episode, and that's pretty much what this is. So I'm going to talk about briefly the importance of taking cleansing baths for your spiritual or in your spiritual practice. Cleansing baths are used to cleanse your energy field / aura, so to speak. They're very good for dispelling negative energies that you may have in your aura, and they pretty much just keep you rebalanced mentally and emotionally, so to speak. So these baths are very important and essential to this path. Okay, of course, you know, taking a shower, you know, is something that you should be doing day by day anyway. You know, after you get in for the day, you know, bathing, you know, should be common sense, right? But sometimes, you know, people don't always do that, you know, daily like they should. So bathing is very important in keeping yourself cleansed, okay? Taking a cold shower, you know, is essential for dispelling stress and depression, okay? So showering in cold water is good to do. But sometimes it's also good to soak, you know, in a bath, right? So soaking in different herbs, sea salts, you know, essential oils, holy oil, you know, if you have that, you know, you can pour some of that in your bath water. You can also include your crystals and gemstones in your bath water, because crystals and gemstones will enhance the frequency of the water, so to speak. Just make sure that they're gemstones that can be included in water that has salt in it, because some gemstones will dissolve in salt water. So just make sure the gemstones that you put in the water won't dissolve, you know, if it's put in salt water, okay? Also, lemon juice, you know, you can use a teaspoon of lemon juice, a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar. These are ingredients that can be added in bath water. And in hoodoo, of course, you know, these ingredients I just named already are included in hoodoo. But one ingredient that is very popular in hoodoo that is extremely powerful for dispelling negative energy, parasitic entities of any sort, and that's ammonia, okay? So 1 teaspoon of ammonia can also go in bath water. But of course, ammonia is a chemical that, you know, is very dangerous. You know, if it's not used properly, you know, so use your intuition on that when it comes to ammonia. But if you do decide to use it in a bath water, 1 teaspoon, okay? Don't go over that. 1 teaspoon of ammonia can be added to, you know, bath water. And I honestly wouldn't use, you know, ammonia, you know, in every bath that you take. You know, you can use it, you know, every so often, you know, whether it's 2 to 3 months, you know, every 2 to 3 months. You know, you may can use a teaspoon in your bath, but ammonia should be used with caution, of course. But it is used in these types of baths, and ammonia can also break curses and hexes, so-called jinxes, you know, anything like that. Ammonia can break it, okay? That's how powerful ammonia is, okay? So just be cautious and use your intuition with that, all right? There's so many different, you know, things that can be included in a cleansing bath. You know, just research and study, you know, look up different recipes and ingredients that can be included in a spiritual bath. A good book you can read or get and read on herbs is called The Encyclopedia of Magical Herbs by Scott Cunningham. And he pretty much just goes into detail on the different herbs out here, has pictures of them, their magical usages, you know, and things of that nature, okay? So that book is essential, you know, when it comes to dealing with herbs, okay? Of course, you want to soak, have a candle, you know, have a white candle, preferably a white candle next to the bathtub, because white represents purification as well as protection along with serenity. Okay, so it can be put, you know, at the very front of the tub, okay? And you can also light you an incense, have an incense holder next to the tub as well, and pretty much, you know, burn an incense, you know, as a part of the bath ritual, okay? And you also want to include, you know, high vibrational music into the bath ritual, okay? So have you a little one of those little boxes, you know, music or Bluetooth boxes next to your tub, you know, so that you can play, you know, some music. So classical music, jazz, meditation music, music that promotes, you know, positivity and relaxation, okay? That is essential in these particular baths, okay? Because positive, you know, music like classical and meditation music, these will, of course, impact your mood, you know, with positivity. So it will do away with negative emotions, you know, and negative thoughts. So just make sure you're listening to high vibrational music, you know, not just with your baths, but just throughout the day in general, okay? Because music and sound does play a part in how we feel, in our emotions and within our minds, okay? Another tip you can do with your water or your bath water is you can speak a mantra into it, a prayer of your choice, and you can also read a particular Psalms into the water. You can speak that into the water. Okay, the 23rd Psalms is very powerful, of course. That's a very powerful psalm that I have spoken into my cleansing baths personally, okay? Because the Bible is an essential tool in the practice of hoodoo, okay? Mainly the Book of Psalms, okay? The Book of Psalms is highly utilized in hoodoo practices for various things, whether it's protection, cleansing, abundance, love, dispelling, you know, curses and hexes, you know, different things of that nature. So yes, the Bible is used in magic as well, okay? And you can utilize the Psalms with your rituals, okay? Because water, of course, is programmable. So when you speak things into the water gets programmed with what you speak into it, okay? So speaking very, very powerful psalms into the water, very powerful prayers, mantras, and incantations, you know, different things of that nature can enhance the frequency of the water, okay? So that's very important, you know, in doing so. What else? And pretty much, you know, don't have the bath waters, you know, super hot, you know, but warm enough that it will relax you, okay? And just soak in it, you know, 15 minutes, you know, bare minimum. But if you want to soak longer than that, do so, okay? And pretty much just relax, you know, just soak and relax, close your eyes, listen to the music. And even when you're soaking in the bath water, you know, just say positive affirmations over yourself. I am cleansed. I am free from depression and anxiety. I am protected, so forth and so forth. Saying these things is very powerful, okay? And the more that you stay consistent with these affirmations as you soak in the tub, your subconscious will start to program it into reality, okay? Because I always remember, you know, the power of your subconscious, all right? So the more that you speak positive things over yourself on a day-to-day basis, you know, your subconscious will start to become adapt to it, and it will program it into reality, all right? You can also include Florida water, you know, into your bath water. You know, you can buy some from the botanical shop or metaphysical shop, or you can make your own, okay? And it's real simple to make. Water, rubbing alcohol, it can be clear or it can be green. Sometimes you can even use liquor, okay? Vodka, to be exact. You can use that as an alcohol, as the alcohol ingredient. Then you can add some essential oils to it, of your choice. And you pretty much, you speak a prayer into it, or you can program it with a Psalms or something of that nature. And that will pretty much enhance the frequency of the water, okay? And you can put it in a mason jar, a glass bottle, and you can also have a spray bottle, you know, and have Florida water to be, you can use Florida water that way, you know, through a spray bottle, you know, keep your altar space cleansed, just spray some around your altar space. So you can use it in that way as well. But Florida water is another very powerful cleansing tool, okay? used in bath water, and you can also use it to wipe things down. You can even, you know, mop the floor with it if you want to, but that's used for cleansing as well. All right, that's all that I got for this particular episode. I just wanted to touch base on cleansing baths, because like I said, I forgot to talk about it in my previous episode, but I decided to do a follow-up, okay, because these are very important baths to include in your spiritual practice, okay. But that's all I got for this particular episode. Hope you all are doing good and well today. Whenever you listen to this, whether it is in the daytime or at night, whenever you listen, I hope you enjoy it. And I will talk to you all on the next episode. Peace.